Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. We want to know, are you unforgettable? Think about that while I talk about our good friends at VTech with their four-line small business phone system. This thing is amazing. I know you've heard me talk about it before, but I'm going to keep talking to you about it until every single one of you writes me personally and tells me I have a VTech four-line small business phone system. And here's the reason why. This system is designed to make your business everything that it could possibly be. You can go from one incoming line to four incoming lines. You can go from one extension to 10 extensions, from one phone on a desk to 10 phones on a desk. You can have so many features that it's not even funny. It's so amazing, your ability to be able to be a thriving entrepreneur and have a growing business with the VTech four-line small business phone system. We're proud to have them as our sponsor, and I urge you, check it out today. We are here today to talk to you about becoming unforgettable. Now, you've probably heard the song, you know, unforgettable, that's what you are, or those kind of things, but what about your business? When people think of you, they think of your business, what pops into their mind? I heard a story just the other day. A person was actually literally talking about somebody who they came back the next month, and the people were like, who was that speaker that was at our event last month? And they were like, oh, it was actually kind of me, you know, and they were kind of a little bit afraid to admit that it was them. It's that kind of forgettableness that we don't want to have in our business. We want to have something so that when what we do with brilliance happens, the person immediately thinks, you know who would be great at that? It would be, and then they think of you. So in order to help us do this, we have invited a really good friend and a local here in our eWomen chapter, Nina Roberts. And Nina, let me tell you just a little bit about her. She has 20 years of experience as an entrepreneur, and she takes that knowledge of sales and business. She's even ICF certified to coach entrepreneurs. She takes that and her passion to be able to help women entrepreneurs learn how to create an unforgettable personal brand. Now, doesn't that sound appealing to you? To create a personal brand for your company that is unforgettable. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Nina is going to teach us here today. I hope you're ready. Join me in welcoming Nina Roberts. Hi, Nina. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here today. So, you know, I have the advantage of we've actually literally met in person, and, you know, we get to share in the chapter here in Portland. But for people who have never met you before, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you to this point.
Oh, wow. Well, there's a lot. It's been a long journey to get here, but I literally am a native person born here in the Pacific Northwest, born and raised here my entire life. So I'm very familiar with Portland and everyone here. And so I honestly was a single mom at a very, very young age. And I knew, I actually had twins, to tell you the truth, at a very young age. And I knew the minute I, you know, started getting out there and looking for work, I had to support these two beautiful little babies on my own. And I knew that really having a regular job wasn't really going to cut it for me because I was on my own and I needed to, right, have the opportunity and flexibility to make unlimited amounts of money. So that's really kind of what got me started on the path of being an entrepreneur. And so just over the last 20 years, I've really loved being an entrepreneur and having that freedom to, you know, raise my children, which I have 4 children total. I have my twins and then a 17 and an 18-year-old. And so I'm also a wife, and I'm a mother and a grandma. So I have 2 grandbabies, actually. But really what got me here was just that, just needing to and wanting to raise my kids and, you know, being the football mom and being the softball and the baseball mom. I wanted to have the opportunity of raising my kids, but also making money while doing that. So that's kind of what got me here.
Being a single parent will really do that to you, won't it? It just, there's nothing more energizing and or terrifying than those times being a single parent.
Yeah, it's a very big motivator to kind of get you up and moving. And, you know, people are always like, you're so motivated, but I am driven and I'm self-motivated, but you really have to think about the why. And still to this day, although they're almost grown, my why is still my children and my family and my lineage and my legacy. That's really what drives me every day, is I want to make it the best that I can for them. So,
yeah. Well, I admire you greatly. I mean, I was a single parent of 5, but I didn't have any twins, and they were, the youngest was like 3 at the time. So I had some older teens that were able to help with the littler ones. So my hat's off to you, you know, twins, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Well, after you have twins, then it gets easier. Like you have the next one and there's just one, it's so much easier the next time. And then you're like, oh, I'll do that again. Oh. So much easier. So, yeah.
So totally as a side point, if you need to know how to be a dynamic single mom of twins, Nina's also your go-to person for that.
There you are.
So Nina, let's talk about this concept of being unforgettable. I love that phrase. What makes a person, what makes a business unforgettable?
Yeah, well, so I really believe, and I came up with this term, unforgettable, because, like I said, over the last 20 years of me being an entrepreneur and being a native here, I mean, Poland's not that big, right? It's, you kind of run into the same people over and over. And so throughout all these years, I have ran into people while doing other businesses or this and that. And I've actually had people tell me, you know, no, I remember you. You're completely unforgettable. And I was like, oh, well, that's a weird thing for people to say. But it just started becoming a reoccurring thing that I kept hearing from people. So that's where I came up with it. And that's when I started just saying, how could I take that and really help other people do the same and really just stand out in other people's minds? So that's kind of how it came about.
So give us a definition from a business standpoint. What do you think it really means for a business to be unforgettable?
So to me, being unforgettable means you have a certain quality, a certain presence. You have a certain air about you. Your authenticity is really shining through. So to me, it's whether you're walking into a room full of people or whether you're online, right, on Facebook or whatever it is that you're doing to be visible, you just have a presence about you and you have that unforgettable factor. It's just your uniqueness, I say times 10, or it's magnified, and it's really just like people are like, wow. I tell my clients, I want you to walk into a room and when you leave, I want people to say about you, who was that? I need to get to know that person. Who was that? You know, I want them to have that factor of just passion and influence in their business. So that's what it means to me.
Okay. So let's take that the next step further. I have a business. I want to be unforgettable. But why do I want to be unforgettable? What's it going to do for my business?
Well, here's, like you said in the introduction, truly, truly what it means is you are at the top of your ideal client's mind. Like you, when they need, maybe it's not today, maybe it's 6 months from now, but when they need what it is that you provide, that value, that service, that product, whatever that is, when they need it, you want to be the first one they think of. So when your child needs a pair of running shoes for track, who do we think of first? I think, I got to go buy some Nikes. Like, because they've done this branding and they, you know, they really have done a good job to make me think of them first. So that's what you want for you. And as an entrepreneur or a solopreneur or a small business owner, you know, model yourself after the larger companies and do the same and really be at the top of your ideal client's mind.
So I'm going to encourage everybody to think about that through our first commercial break and think about what would it do for my business if I had the name brand recognition that Nike has, that Coca-Cola has. Imagine if in your industry people thought about you like they do with companies like Coca-Cola or Kleenex, where you know, the actual product has become the brand name. You know, nobody asks you for a facial tissue. People ask you to give them a Kleenex, and whatever brand they hand to you, you ask them to get a brand name. What would that do for your business? Now think about that, and then I'm going to encourage you, go on Twitter and hashtag unforgettable. Okay, for those of you who don't know how to spell unforgettable, it's UNFORGETTABLE. Hashtag unforgettable. The hashtag is the little pound sign. We're teaching you how to use Twitter today, too, if you don't know. So go on to Twitter and hashtag unforgettable if you would like for your business to be as renowned as companies like Coca-Cola, Nike, Kleenex, and the list goes on. And we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur, and I'm joined today with Nina Roberts. We're talking about how you can become unforgettable, how your business can be unforgettable. We learned in the last segment that being unforgettable is absolutely something you want as a business, that you need to have so that people think of you when they're in need of your product, good, or service. So let's jump into this a little deeper, Nina. What are the elements of being unforgettable?
Well, yes, so the elements that I believe and what have helped me in my businesses throughout the years and have contributed to my success, I really, when I was creating this, I took a step back and I really journaled, and I literally did it for about a year, and because I really just wanted to pick apart what I've done to create that. So, and, you know, I've learned my own lessons along the way, but one definitely is, you know, being yourself, being more of yourself, and being authentic. I will say I have been in businesses. I don't want to say I wasn't inauthentic, but I definitely was trying to be or do what everybody else was doing. And so it wasn't until, you know, the last few years I really have embraced and accepted 100% my authenticity, and I am who I am, and I love it. And the more authentic I get, the more I attract my ideal client. So that's definitely one. And also creating just, or getting rid of your, you know, limiting beliefs. So many people have them. I mean, everybody has something, right? So the negative knowing in your head making you, you know, declarations. You know, so many people say they want something, but they don't actually say, I will do this, right? You know, there's a difference between making a wanting statement and a declaration. So I really talk about that. Also creating just a strategy. You know, you've heard it before, especially from Sandra Yancey. This is my favorite saying that I heard her say, is success is planned. And I love that because I am a learner, or a planner. I mean, I'm a planner, and I love planning. And so, but a lot of people don't, and they're not good at it, but it is important. And then finally, I really stress to people and my clients that, you know, it's how you present yourself as well. It's how you're presenting yourself online, in your, you know, images, and how you're showing up to anything from a networking event to, you know, a phone call or a conversation with a friend. So those are my elements in becoming unforgettable.
And I love this phrase that you used. You called it visually appealing brand. I love that statement because I think we don't realize in this day and age just how visual everybody to some extent or another has become, you know, with Facebook and memes and websites and stuff like that. In fact, there's a statistic that says that you have somewhere now, used to be 30 seconds, you know, an enormous amount of time, you had 30 seconds. Now it's like 3 to 5 seconds to either get the person to stay on your website or they're going to hit the back button and go see somebody else. 3 to 5 seconds.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I say this. I know it's an old saying and lots of people have heard this, but I tell people, I tell my clients, and I've learned it the hard way. So I say you never get a second chance to make the first impression. And it is true. And no matter how much people don't want to accept that we're visual, we just are. We're visual people. We have eyes and we, you know, things, if they don't, I've had so many people that I've met or, you know, businesses, this and that, and their visual message is incongruent or it doesn't match up with what they're saying. And it just, and then my brain doesn't connect it and it's complete. I forget it. I'm like, I instantly put it out of my head because it's just not a cohesive message. So, I really believe I'm a big proponent of visual appealing, you know, branding.
Well, and I love that you said along with that, that you started in the place of authentic. Because often when we think about visually appealing, and it's funny because the internet is the perfect place to use it as an example of that, you know, a person goes back to, you know, whatever, their high school picture or when they were 25, you know, and they're just all that and they felt great about it. And they put that picture up and now they're, you know, like me, I'm 48. So, you know, a couple of years have gone by is what I'm saying. You don't look like that anymore. And, you know, so I think that authentic part is really important. You know, I mean, think about the picture that you had on your Facebook and what it says if a person meets you in person. Or better yet, flip the script. What about the person who you know them really well on Facebook and then you finally meet them in person and they look nothing like that Facebook person? You know, there's a measure of authenticity that we need so that, you know, when a person comes and wants to get to know you, they actually can get to know you and not the person you're pretending to be.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true. And I know everybody uses that example of, you know, the picture from 20 years ago. But I'm telling you, there are people still using a picture from 20 years ago. And I've literally known people over the internet. And then I've gone to an event actually looking for this person. And they've come up to me and introduced themselves. I would have never picked that person out in a room. I would have never known who they were unless they came up and told me. So it's so funny, but it's so important to have, you know, and that's just 1% of really what you need. You know, there's so much more that's included in the visual part of it, but that is one that people understand.
Well, and that visual element often is the easy limiting belief. It's not that there aren't many others in there, but often that's the very first, if you will, wall that a person puts up is, well, you know, if I put myself out there more who I am today, people won't like me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's so funny because even when I started this business, you go out and you say what your message is or whatever, and really, after a little while, I was like, you know what, just forget all that. I'm going to not try so hard, and I'm just going to be myself. And it actually, I had a better response with that. I threw all these rules you hear, you know, do this. Yes, you need those, but you can kind of throw those out and really just follow the guidelines, but just be yourself. And then people are like, I like you. I like what you had to say. And it resonates better if you're just authentic.
Well, I said the other day, and I think it rings true, all of us go through a stage where we want to be like so-and-so, you know, and you could insert millions of celebrities' names in there. And the fact of the matter is, you know, we've had an Oprah. We've had a Lisa Nichols. You know, we have had Beyonce and all of those people. What we need is you. We need the authentic, genuine version of you to be known by the world, because nobody can do you. Oprah did Oprah, but Oprah can't do you any more than you can do her.
Yeah, it's so true. And sometimes, you know, I've been talking with people and whatnot, and sometimes people are like, where are these ideal clients? And sometimes I meet people, I'm like, you know, you'd be amazed at, you know, the fact that they have this thriving business. But I'm like, but you know what? There is a client for everyone. There is a client out there for that particular person, because maybe I don't resonate with that person. Maybe I don't really agree with everything they're saying, but there is someone in that room or on, you know, on the blog or what do you call it, a blog post or podcast that is listening, and it's going to resonate with them. So you're right. It's like being you is really going to attract that person to you.
Yeah. Well, and it'll make it easier for you to work with them in the long run, because it becomes harder and harder to pretend to be somebody you aren't. But it's also very difficult to continue working effectively with people who really like the person you pretended to be, but don't really gel with you, who you really are. You know,
that's so true. And you know, I actually was in a business at one point several years ago, and I was successful. I was a regional trainer. I trained tons of people. I had, you know, a team of people. And I remember saying one day, I was like, this hurts. Like, I'm exhausted. I was exhausted because I really wasn't being myself. And I knew it. And that's when I literally, you know, someone, a mentor, turned me on to a few books, you know, some self-development books and this and that. And I started reading them. And I'm like, oh, oh my goodness. It feels painful because I'm going against really who I am, you know?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I've learned to be more of myself, and it's so much easier, and it's not as exhausting.
Well, and I think that segues really well into what you were saying is step three in your process, and that's declaring and proclaiming it in order to achieve it. I think the biggest thing that we need to proclaim and claim is our authenticity, you know, who we genuinely are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I really do. And I'm a huge believer in making declarations. You know, I did them before. I've done them for a long time, but I didn't realize so many people. Now that I'm aware of them, I hear people, and so many people think they're making declarations, like, you know, your New Year's resolution and things like that. They think they're making the declaration, but they're actually not. They're saying desires and things they want, but a declaration is really, I am going to do this. I'm going to achieve this, and I'm going to accomplish it. And I'm a huge believer in that. And I don't know if you've ever done a visualization exercise before, but oh my gosh, those are amazing. And just really help you get a clear picture of what you want your life and your business to look like. So,
yeah, I love visualizations. I love what Tony Robbins says. You know, your mind literally cannot distinguish between something that you vividly imagine and something that actually really truly happens. They actually can take pictures of your brain and see that if you're truly vividly imagining yourself doing something, that it sparks the same exact way in your brain as it does if you're actually doing it. So
that
I
is
love
so
that
true.
Concept.
Oh, no, I totally believe that. And I'm a huge visualizer. And actually, one of the incidents that sparked me to get my coaching certification was I was at a workshop one day a couple years back, and a life coach came in, and she did a visualization exercise, and I was so excited and pumped up because it was, you know, it was to talk about where we are now and in our business. And I had felt so excited and alive that that day I literally came home and decided to be a life coach and get certified and to start my business. That's how real it felt to me in that exercise. It was amazing.
So I'm going to encourage you on this break. Again, we're going to hashtag unforgettable. And along with that, say one really positive thing about yourself that is not something that you wish was or that you hope will be, but something that is. Now, it could be something that you are going to visualize is, even though, you know, you're not sitting there looking at a stack of money on your desk or what have you. Say it as though it is right now, that you are literally looking at that stack of money, or, you know, you're getting ready to go out on a date with the perfect guy, or your children are behaving better, or, I mean, you know, whatever the thing is that you're doing. So we're going to hashtag unforgettable again, and then we're going to make a statement of what is in our lives. Do that during this commercial, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today. So I've been asked, who should use the VTech 4-line small business phone system? And my answer for you is really, there will become a time when your business is huge enough that you're going to need a large business phone system. but there's no time like now to start with the VTEC system. And the reason is because whether you have one line or you have four, whether it's just you, you're working from your home office or you just moved into your new offices, what have you, this phone system is designed to help you, to make you sound professional, and to grow with you as you grow. You don't have to get a technology degree. You don't have to hire a technology person onto your staff in order to be able to set it up. If you can plug in a lamp, you can add new phones to your system. You can increase your employees. You can grow your business. You can do all of it with the VTEC 4-line small business phone system. Check it out today.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
We're back. I'm here with Nina Roberts, and we're talking to you today about being unforgettable. And, you know, it just realized in my brain that, you know, being unforgettable can be in every aspect of our lives. I mean, absolutely, we want it with our brand, but the old phrase, you are your brand, really comes to play when we talk about this word. I couldn't believe how overwhelmed I was with the thought of it. It's like, you know, are you as a person unforgettable in life? Are you making a mark on people's lives?
I love that, Steve, actually. And that, I believe that completely. And when I talk to people, when people say, what does it mean to be unforgettable? I do say that. I say, you know, it's from the inside out. It's every aspect of who you are. It's your character. It's how you're showing up. It's how you present yourself, how you talk to people. It's all of those things. I absolutely agree with you.
So let's talk about the other side of the equation, though. You know, there are some businesses out there that are just, I don't even know what to say other than boring. You know, you drive by them every day. In fact, I would encourage everybody, close your eyes for a minute and name every business that you drive by between your house and where you go to work or where you go to drop the kids off to school or whatever you do as your drive in the morning. And think to yourself, how many of those buildings can you not name? And then also think, how many of those places just really pop out in your brain? It's like, oh yeah, that's where such and such is. In fact, if you're going to give somebody directions, you'd be like, and then you turn left at the Fred Meyers, you know? So what does it do if our business isn't memorable?
Yeah, well, what happens is you become forgettable, right? And then, you know, 6 months or a year from now, your business is still going to be where it's at today. If it's not where you want it to be, it's going to be, you know, not growing, not thriving, right? If you're not at the top of your ideal client's mind when they need you the most, then you're not going to have that thriving, successful business.
So ask yourself this question. Have you ever been in, say, a networking meeting? This is a perfect example of it. And somebody talks about a new client that they got, and you think to yourself, well, why did they hire that person instead of hiring me? I do that too. That's kind of a frightening thought, but it happens to us sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. I think so many people go networking, and this is something I really love talking about. I stress talking about is networking and getting out there. And networking is, you know, many, many things. It's going to the grocery store. It's going to an event. It's all of those things.
So talk to us a little bit about that jealousy element of, you know, rather than having been memorable, you know, we're jealous of a person who got the business because people thought of them instead of us.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. So, well, definitely I have had experiences where, people have, actually, I'll tell you about a client, I won't tell you her name, but she, when we were working together, she went to networking events, but she admitted to me, so she went through the motions. She would go to the events, put the time and the energy, but she admitted she was a wallflower. She was a wallflower. And so there were other people in her field. Even the lady in her office right next door to her, she got all the clients. And she couldn't figure out why. But it really came down to she was literally doing nothing to be unforgettable. She was, standing there in the corner being very quiet, being, non-social, not really reaching out to people, not really adding value to that meeting. So, and so we worked together and had, created a strategy for, her networking. And obviously, she went to the next event and she said she had 2 new contacts. I went away. She was so excited. And it really helped her in her business.
So we've talked a lot about personality. And we do know that there are people who are introverts and extroverts, which doesn't necessarily mean that they're outgoing or that they're shy, but it all only has to do with their energy level. But some people are shy. And the thing about it is, as a shy person, you have to learn how to be able to, if you will, step out of your comfort zone, because the people just aren't going to call you on the phone and say, hey, I heard that you opened a new business and I'd really like to have you sell me something.
It's so true. And actually, people that know me would never believe this when I tell you, but I've taken the Myers-Briggs and I've taken, personality tests, Steve, but I am a slight extrovert, meaning I'm more introverted than I am extroverted. So I can relate to those shy, introverted people, and it takes a lot for me sometimes. I could go a month if I wanted to and not talk to a soul and be perfectly happy. But it's important to me. I want to have a business, and I want to connect with people, and I want to, create a lifestyle and a business that I love. So I make sure and make an effort to be out there and talk to people and feed the extroverted side of myself. So it can be hard, but it's very necessary.
Well, and you may need to, especially those of you that definitely know you're an introvert, that means that your energy is drained being around people, as opposed to being an extrovert, which means that you get energized being around people. You need to make sure that when you put yourself out, not that you don't put yourself out, but that when you put yourself out, that you then also have self-care and you set aside time afterwards for yourself to recoup, to read a book, to journal, to hide under the pillow in your bed, whatever it takes. That's what a lot of shy people do. I'm married to an incredible woman who is massively an introvert, and there are a lot of people who wouldn't know that because she does a great job in public, but, then she comes home and I make her take a nap.
I'm very much the same way. And actually, a couple years ago when I started hearing the term self-care, I was like, what is that? Because I feel like I've already been doing it because I've had to learn how to do it in order to be an outgoing, the outgoing business person, So, but it's very important. And I have a client who's extremely introverted to the point where she actually, when she talks in public, she actually turns red in the face, like she blushes. And so she wanted to work on that. And I'm like, let's just, when you're out, but you have to go home and you have to do what it is to refill that introverted part of you and refill yourself up. So, and it really has helped her, get over that introvertedness.
So if you think about yourself, because again, like we said before, you are your brand. You want to be memorable. You want to be that building that is like the building in your neighborhood that you definitely know is between here and work. You want to be that thing that everybody remembers. You want to be that thing that you remember. So don't be unforgettable. Be memorable. It's important. And yes, sometimes it is a struggle, and that's okay, because there are benefits that will feed the other side of you if you allow yourself to step out and let the world see the part of you that we all need, because that's what you're here for. So, Nina, I know that I would like to know more, and I know there are lots of people listening that would like to know, okay, great. I know Nina has 5 steps, and she has some training to teach me how to be unforgettable. I'd really love to have a visually appealing brand and really be authentic. What can people do to work deeper and further with you?
Well, Steve, actually, they can go to my website, www.ninaroberts.biz, B-I-Z, and that's where they can go on there and download my complimentary mini ebook, 10 Simple Ways to Become Unforgettable. So that's just a little, you know, some simple steps you can start doing right now to start making an impact tomorrow.
Okay, so that's Nina, N-I-N-A, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S, .biz, B-I-Z. So, yeah, go to Nina Roberts. Free giveaway. It's going to help you really revolutionize your business starting right now. Absolutely, I encourage every single one of you to just run over there right now and get that free download and see what else Nina could do to help you be memorable. So, Nina, let's talk to people a little bit about what they can do right now. We've thrown a lot of concepts at them. Let's give them something concrete. What would be the number one thing a person could do right now, today, this week at the very latest, to begin becoming unforgettable?
Well, Steve, So one thing is, you know, I have become a yes person. So I have realized, you know, some, a lot of people, I get a lot of opportunities, speaking opportunities have opened up. Lots of different things have opened up for me and my business. And people ask me, how are you doing that? And how do you get those? And how is that happening? And the one thing I tell them that I can contribute that to is I've really worked at saying yes. I say yes. I mean, I'm smart about my opportunity, you know, the event, or I'm smart about what I'm doing. But really just being open and saying yes to opportunities really seems to be a contributing factor. And I just would say, I would encourage you to just start saying yes to more opportunities, because every time I seem to step out my front door and go and do some of these things, my next opportunity, my next, you know, client, it's opening, it just opens another thing, a door, another one and another one and another one. So start saying yes.
I love that movie. Have you seen that movie, Yes Man?
Yes, I was here for a while, but it is hilarious.
The kids went through a streak where they were watching it like every day, you know, so I've seen it a couple of times. And although, you know, it's meant to be funny, I do like that concept of yes, you know, saying yes to life, you know, having yes be your answer whenever it can be to being the kind of person who always has a reason why they can't. It really will impact your life. What's something else that a person could do to help them become unforgettable?
Well, another thing I really stress to people is being strategic. And this is something I really talk to people about in their networking and getting out there is when... Are you still there, Steve? I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Okay, I thought it went black. I'm sorry. Anyway, so one thing I really encourage people to do is being strategic. I know I've worked with people, I've talked to people, so many people blindly, or, you know, not really thinking about when they sign up for a seminar or a conference or a networking event, they really think going through the motions is good enough, right, and saying I went to this networking event or whatever. But I tell them, no, you must strategize, be strategic in everything you do. That way you're not spinning your wheels, you're not wasting your time. That event, you have, you know, 3, 4, 5 things you want to accomplish at that event, 3, 4, 5 people you want to meet at that event. And so I learned this a couple of years ago. You may have been there, the Oregon Women's Conference. Did you ever go to that?
Kathy went last year.
Okay, well, I loved it. I went the first year and the second. And I remember before I went, I looked up every person that was going to be there. I looked up the speakers. I looked up the organizers. I just looked up some of the guests that I knew that were going. And I really made a mental note of who I wanted to speak with, who I wanted to talk to. And I was really strategic. And it's, you know, 2 years later, I still am, you know, in contact with some of those people. And it's really, it's been a positive thing. So I tell people, be strategic in your actions.
I think that is so important, because getting into that right community, both online as well as offline, really can put you in the great right place. It's amazing that you actually mentioned Oregon Women's Conference, because Kathy's having gone last year gave her the ability to meet Lisa Nichols and then go to a retreat that Lisa had that next January that was only like 25 people. So she got to be in a very exclusive, intimate situation with Lisa and really learn a lot of things. And from that, a lot of the people that you've actually heard on here on Thriving Entrepreneur are people that were in that room out of those 25 people. Some really great contacts with some amazing people that, you know, just simply saying yes allowed her to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's great.
So let's leave them with one last thought. What is, from that mental game, what is the best thing that we can visualize about ourselves right now to make us be more unforgettable?
You know, I just think about what makes a person unforgettable is how you leave that person feeling. I feel really passionate about when I'm talking to people, I really listen to what they're saying. I really try to resonate with what they're saying and really feel, you know, what they're saying. And I just feel like being present and leaving them with a feeling of she cares, she listens, and she gets me. Like, you know, it's how you leave them feeling. So I don't know about you, but I've been, you know, in a conversation all the time. I'm in conversations where people aren't present and they're, you know, they might be texting or checking their email. I'm like, really? No way. So I say, put those things away and be present. Look them in the eye. You know, listen, repeat what they're saying. Make sure that you're hearing what they're saying, because what that saying, the person never remembers what you did or what you said, but they really remember how you made them feel. So start making people feel good, genuinely.
I think that's amazing. Think to yourself, what could I do today to make just one person, and it could be somebody you already know, it doesn't even have to be a business contact, but to make one person really feel special today. I know that Sean Acor was talking at conference about the fact that if you make a point of sending out he actually says send out an email every day that's at least 45 seconds that it takes you to write it, that tells somebody thank you for what you do, for what they've done in your life, that will actually help you be a more positive and energized person. Just that one thing. So take the time today to let somebody else in your life know how special they are. Well, Nina, mm-hmm. I told you before we got started that an hour really rushes by, and believe it or not, we've gotten through the whole thing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to share this with us.
Oh, no, you're so welcome. And actually, I'm grateful to you for inviting me. And it's truly been an experience. And, you know, I'm really honored that, that you invited me on. It's been fun.
Well, I encourage everybody, check out ninaroberts.biz. Not ninaroberts.com, but not ninaroberts.biz. Take her up on her free offer and go deeper with Nina. Really learn how to become unforgettable. Thanks so much for being here. And remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You are created for a purpose. The world needs you. Go out and live your life as a thriving entrepreneur today. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.